Why don't we have listeners in the chat room? I guess because Mike's asleep.
And it's Saturday night.
Oh, that's true. People are having fun. And here it's after midnight, so some people are asleep. Mm. Like Big Fatty might be asleep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, he's on
Eastern I mean, he's time. Probably been asleep for like 5 hours at
Since
this point.
Since what, 6:30? That's yeah. how he stays looking so young. Young and trim, like you just got discharged from the military.
Oh, it's the wind chimes.
Too much semen.
What?
By Menon.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty might discharge too much semen.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3513 of the BFO for Far Right, the 23rd of July. 2021, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, it's just gonna be a Nanofest Big Fatty. Cozy uppers, Big Fatty. Is that when your teeth fit? No. Well, I guess sometimes you do want to have cozy uppers, Big Fatty. Y'all, you're cozy uppers today, cause y'all, tonight, starting at 7:30 p.m. in the evening Eastern, y'all, it's the kickoff show of the Pride 48 weekend, y'all. And y'all, there's lots of little shows this weekend for right Saturday and Sunday, y'all, and some new names out there. Well, there's you know that. I don't know if y'all know that Marge Weinstein from Yeast Infection Radio. She's going to be doing her little show later tonight. Y'all, Big Fatty will be doing his little show at 8 p.m. in the evening Eastern, because you know that's the... That's the only time zone that matters. And right after the BFO, y'all will be Archer's train wreck. I mean, gang. No, I don't know if he's doing it. No, I think he's just, it's going to be, y'all, I think it's going to be a drunk, Archer's drunken stupor, I think is what it's going to be. Because it's going to be him and his husband drinking. Maybe maybe they'll tell us the easiest way to open a bottle of wine. Or what their preferred method is. Y'all, they've probably got one of those things that sits on the counter that's about 3 feet tall that you hook, you know, you have to have a degree in winology. Big Fatty, what the hell is that? I don't know, but anyway, y'all, hang around. Oh, and y'all, then on Saturday, mark it on your marking calendar at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Y'all, Big Fatty will be back with old Vader. I'll be back with old Vader doing the little Fatty Cast. And y'all, then at Sunday at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, I'll be back with the crew to do, but first, y'all, it's going to be a huge weekend, and Big Fatty, you said Vader was going to be on it. Of course it's going to be huge, but anyway, y'all, cozy up, y'all. I forgot to tell you what cozy uppers was. Cozy up to your mechanical or to that. What is that thing called? The FM tune. It's some kind of tune. Tune in. That's it. Tune In Radio for the Pride 48 all weekend long. Big Fatty, can we order a pizza pie? Yes.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, today the 23rd of July, y'all, so we're in potent celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've known this person, I don't know, it's probably been 25 years or so, just a long time. He's very big in the horror community, and can be seen, prior to the pandemic, could be seen numerous weekends over at the Madrid Religion Complex. Y'all, he's half of, you've heard me talk about him before, of the duo of Jerry and Rick. Y'all, it is a celebration of exiting the birth canal of my good friend Jerry. Big Fatty, we love Jerry, it's true. And, y'all, I don't know, Jerry used to be on the Twitty and the Face, but y'all, I think he's taking a social media vacation, but I don't know that for sure. I may be just talking out of my ass. Big Fatty, isn't that just called farting or sharting? Well, okay. But anyway, y'all, if you see Jerry on the Twitty or the Face, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy, happy birthday to
before all the excitement of Pride 48. It's true. Y'all, by the way, if you're not able to join Pride 48 live this weekend, y'all, Big Fatty, assuming, y'all, there was some sort of calamity last year, and I never put out last year's little shows. Excuse me. But, y'all, I will be putting out the Pride 48 little show at some point in the future. So if you can't make it, you'll just have to wait. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, let's see. Y'all, after I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, I had the rest of those barbecue ribs, boneless barbecue ribs. I'm yawning so much, but anyway, for my supper, and Jonathan was gonna stop by. He had something he had to bring to me. Big Fatty, was it a cake? It was not. But anyway, so he stopped by, and y'all, within about I take that back. Young Nicholas stopped by. And within about 5 minutes, young Jonathan stopped by. But young Jonathan had sent me a testimonium asking if I was home, and I said yes. And so, and then young Nicholas came between the Textimonium and young Jonathan's arrival. Big Fatty, it's just, it's the revolving door at the villa. It's true. Y'all, it was grooming night. Big Fatty, that's almost vulgar. No, I got young Nicholas to shave the side of my head. Y'all, it was, you know, it just gets hot. It just gets hot. And so he likes to do that. Big Fatty, that's just what he tells you. And while I was doing that, young Jonathan decided he would trim his Grizzly Adams facial hair. And so he was doing that at one sink, and young Nicholas was at the other sink, taking care of my noggin. Big Fatty. And and then after that, you know, they both left, and I watched some things on the TV machine. I can't really remember what it was. It was the Jeopardy. I remember that part, something else. I don't know. Catching up on some things on the TV machine. Climbed into the love chamber and slept like a baby, out like a light, out like a light, I tell you. And, y'all woke up a little after 7 a.m. in the morning, got up, watched Miss Gail King, had my coffee. Y'all was able to get the Sudoku today, read the paper, and then I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, I was sweating like a pig. And big ass, because that's what you are. Well, so I went, did the big circle. There was a slight breeze blowing, but it wasn't cooling. And y'all, right now, we've got thunder outside the Fat Acres Studios. Anyway, we may be getting a little rain coming down. But, y'all, came back. Y'all, I had for my brunch, I had the leftover, prime rib and, baked potato jacket, from the other night when I went to dinner with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Had that for my lunch. Y'all, the lady that bought the Hats house in Hatlanta, y'all, she had gotten the tax bill in for 2020, and it was considerably higher than what it had been for the Hats. And y'all, since we still owned the Hat Cave for the first half of 2020, we told her we would split the with tax bill. It's only fair. Y'all, you got to be fair with people. Minus what had already been paid in advance. We've settled all that up. And y'all, the lady said they've started having social activities, and the lady says, I tell you what, the Hats were well known and well loved in this neighborhood. And, y'all, that's just nice little things like that that just put a smile on Big Fatty's face. And Big Fatty, a gentleman caller, would put a smile on your face, too. Well, but, you know, few and far between. Y'all, we're currently in famine. I don't know if that is DEFCON famine, Big Fatty. But y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat
thing, you.
Hey, it's just Bacon calling to send a tummy tingle to Laughing Buddha. Hello. I'm going to be at Whitney Cummings' comedy show November 20th in Minneapolis. Maybe I'll see you, Laughing Buddha. If anything, we could meet at a park near the XL Energy Center, since I know where it's at, and I think it's close to you. But we could meet at a park somewhere and wave from a distance. Anyway, November 20th, I hope the weather's good. I don't think we'll have any, knock on wood, just because we have tickets or whatever. We'll probably, never mind, I'm not going to talk about snow and snowstorms. But anyway, tummy tingle to Laughing Buddha and Woodhaven.
Like I say, y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you and to pass along your messages to listeners of the BFO. And Laughing Buddha, I don't know, she's going to tingle Tommy or so. I don't know what that's all about. Y'all, Big Fatty, it almost sounded vulgar. It's tingle on Tommy. Big Fatty! I got nothing but Laughing Buddha. She wants to meet you in a park, which really sounds Big Fatty. It sounds creepy as hell. You got that right.
Hey, Big Fatty. It's DJ Ron. I'm down in Florida. What a surprise. Couple things I wanted to set straight. Ooh, I don't like that word. Couple things I would like to correct. Number one, Faye Driver does not owe me an apology because I did not send you that shirt, so that's going to remain a mystery. It sounds like a Moose P move, though. Number two, the hot dog down the hallway, the tickets have been purchased. The rooms have been reserved at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex, and we're looking forward to it in less than a month. Yeah, I've got my suitcase packed. Not a steamer trunk this time, though, I've learned. There was a third thing I was going to talk to you about, but yes, I've gone downtown.
Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more. Downtown, everyone's waiting for you.
Well, I guess that'll mean another call somewhere down the road. Gary with two R's sends his love. Bye.
Dear, I say y'all, that of course is DJ Ron. And DJ Ron.
How do you hang this bitch up?
Oh! A Big Fatty. DJ Ron, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and delighted, I say, to hear that you will be at Hot Dog Down the Hallway weekend. Y'all, that'll be the second weekend in August over the Madrones. And y'all, if it's your first time to the Madrones, y'all, it is the perfect weekend to come. It's just fun and friendship and cocktails. Plus, you'll get to meet Big Fatty. Big Fatty, well, it was good until you said that. And plus, DJ Ron will be there. And y'all, you'll get to meet young Jonathan, too. Big Fatty, well. Anyway, there you have it. But DJ Ron, thank you so much for the call. And if you think of that third thing, just give me a call back about that. Oh, dear, I see. Y'all, by the way, that was KC in Denver. Y'all, he was in a cave somewhere singing. With that little bumper. Was y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Remember, tune in to the Pride 48 during the weekend. The schedule, I believe, is going to be over there at thepride48.com, but you know, who knows? If you're following Pride 48 on the 20, Veritable Virgo keeps you up to date. Tastes Like Burning, Tim. What do you think Big Fatty is going to be doing this weekend?
Big Fatty might discharge too much semen.
Oh, I did. We can only hope and pray. Yes,
you can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.